It's party time. 3B is on. But if you party too hard, you know who to call. 283-1500. Ha! Call Nate for any questions about your rights.
Let's keep it moving, yep.
It's time to go. Here's 3B.
That's right, 283-1500, the losses of Alfred Milam, attorney at law. We call him Nate. Other people call him Alfred. You can call him whatever you want, but he can be your lawyer. That's what you need to call him. 283-1500. Find yourself in trouble with the law, whether it be mounting tickets, parking tickets here in Fayetteville.
Seems mounting?
Like they're piling up.
Okay, I thought you meant like getting on top of them.
A mounting ticket.
I'm mounting the ticket.
You might have had one of those or two.
A mounting
Bailey,
ticket.
A mounting ticket.
Not in public.
If you have tickets, parking tickets that pile up, I'm saying that you've taken care of them.
Right.
You've had this in the past. They can help you out. Just give them a phone call. 283-1500, the losses of Alfred Milam, attorney at law. I said before the break, I said the word Scrotox.
Scrotox.
And you said it was Skrillex.
Skrillex's new act.
That was a good guess.
It comes out as balls.
That is not.
And his music is balls.
No.
Not literally nothing has changed.
I like Skrillex, by the way. But that is not what Scrotox means. So Scrotox, men are starting to get it more and more. Originally used to smooth out frown lines in crow's feet, but now Botox is smoothing out other body parts, including your scrotum. Whilst usually associated with the frozen faces of women, now men getting the Botox, not just in their faces, but in their crotches. Men are now having the Botox put down there. Although it sounds bizarre, doctors predict the treatment, so-called Scrotox, is only going to become more popular.
Mm-hmm.
More and more popular in the year 2017. And New York-based plastic surgeon Dr. John Mesa has performed Scrotox on 15 men in the past year.
Literally putting poison into your ball sack.
Taking a syringe, a needle,
yeah,
and fluffing it up.
I don't even like plucking a hair out of there. I couldn't even imagine.
Straighten it out. Make it as smooth as apples.
But why?
I don't know.
Time out. Would you ever do this? Like, do you think
I would
this
not.
Is a good
I don't think this is...
I don't.
It's not needed.
I don't think that this is a good idea either, but for her first time on our show, our resident testicle expert... Courtno. You guys have heard me talk.
Amateur expert.
Maybe, you know, freelance expert.
Courtno, what do you think about this? Would you...
I'm all for it.
You're all for it.
Why are you all for this?
Anything to make those look better.
Okay.
Botox works.
I admit.
Well, it only improves.
Is it because... I mean, it's ugly anyways. Taking the wrinkles out of it probably won't make it any prettier.
You could also iron it. That's not a great idea.
That's what they call it. They call it ball ironing.
Oh,
they
good
really
God
do. According to Men's Health, that is the new procedure. People call it ball ironing.
Hey, so as a girl, like, do you just see balls sometimes and you're like, gross. Like, why are those even there?
Sometimes, yes.
Oh, man.
Sometimes you can't even see them. Also,
really? What do you mean you can't
see them?
They just
go back there.
You know, they rescind?
Before you start the Botox, you need to start manscaping if you don't.
Oh, you're talking about like,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's what makes them gross is the fuzzies.
Yeah. Just all around.
Looking like Sasquatch.
Right.
Very.
Yeah, okay.
kind of like that video I sent you of the eclipse. The ball eclipse.
I think that got around on the internet.
Yeah, I think
a lot of people know what that is.
I think a lot of people, okay.
Well, the effects of Scrotox is much the same as regular Botox or ironing, in that matter. The removal of wrinkles and then the effect that apparently lasts for months.
Right.
Almost 4 months is what they say. And over time, testicles develop wrinkles due to changing temperatures when it's warmer and scrotum relaxes and then it's colder conditions and contracts.
Yeah, see, I think that's kind of good for him, right?
Kind of moves around.
This will probably help you lie about your age.
That's right.
I'm 27 on Tinder.
Check the balls.
Check the balls.
But as soon, apparently, Dr. Mesa explains that Scrotox allows the testicles to hang down further and appear bigger. Do you want them to hang down further? You want chuck nuts?
I kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like you said, sometimes it's cold. Oh, imagine a cold. Like if you get in a pool, it doesn't even matter what temperature the water is. You still got.
Right. You're just sinking them in. Yeah.
Right. Teabagging time.
Yeah, well, it allows them to hang down further and appear bigger, which is another attraction for men. But one man explained...
Wait, do girls care about the size of the nuts?
Girls don't care. I've never met another female who cared.
Okay.
That was like, oh, you've got to... It's just incredible.
I've also never met another female who's noticed the size of them. It's not a thing.
It's not a thing? So no. It's not like... You've never like hung out with the chicken and was like, man, he had a tiny wiener but some big old balls.
And they were beautiful.
No, I wanted to wear them around my neck like a
my rearview mirror.
Like a mink scarf.
Like some dice.
Each one in the palm of my hand.
These nuts in the rear view.
So one man explained that he decided to get the Scrotox after reading reports that it could make sex better, more pleasurable for both him and his girlfriend. The results don't happen right away, he said, but within that week or so, I did feel like my scrot was more relaxed than before. Relaxed.
Right.
They're not loose all the time, he also says, which is one of the things I was not expecting. Do you have a problem with... You know, just loosies around there. I never really had that problem. Anyways, Scrotox man also added that getting it on was great and that it was as good as he hoped, given that the body part in question is obviously so much more sensitive than the skin on anyone's face. People are asking, what is it like to jam a needle in there? Well, apparently it's just the skin. They're not going too deep, but Dr. Mesa says it's not as painful as many think it would be.
Beauty is only skin deep on the nuts.
Right. One Scrotox treatment costs roughly the same as Botox. So about, it's about
$500 per cc.
Maybe a little more. Maybe a little bit more, cuz then they have to go down there and get it, you know.
Okay, I got a serious question.
Labor.
Not a lot of people know this, but Courtney has two biology degrees.
Yeah.
Courtney, what is the most disgusting testicles
I've ever seen
in the mammal? In the mammal kingdom.
Oh. You've ever seen.
Who's got the worst? Actually, no. Answer the one that you've ever seen.
His name is Gary. No.
Say his name.
Her name was... She said her name was.
She said... Well, apparently, there have been one study using Botox on testes and that to treat pain rather than cosmetic reasons. So some people, you know, I guess if you have a lot of pain down there or you got kicked or, you know, something happened and you got hit in the twos... Then you can put some Botox in there and it would numb the pain. So
yeah, but this isn't a real problem for a lot of people. I mean,
I'm just saying that's how you write it off on your insurance. Yeah. I don't know what, you know.
I mean, you would be like a UFC fighter.
You're constantly getting kicked in the balls.
Yeah. Just kick me there. Just kick me there so I can go to the ER and get my Botox.
Yeah, how about just, you know, wearing a cup if it's a problem?
I never thought it was that big of a deal, but apparently that's the all the new rage.
This started in California.
New York City.
God.
New York City.
Really?
Yeah. That's what...
Some fugly balls going on in New York City, I guess.
Well, ask your friends about Scrotox. And also, we'll put this on 3B's Facebook page and love to hear your comments since we had a lot of them on here.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, you moved back down to Dallas. You're in Dallas.
You say move back.
Move
but she
down to Dallas. You've never been to Dallas.
She barely remembers Dallas.
Well,
she was a baby when she moved up here.
That yeah, is your- I haven't been living there in 10 years.
So you got the job though, and you're making the trek down. You've already moved.
She's working
at
Scrotox clinic.
Scrotox clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Have my own. It's in a garage. You know those biology degrees.
Those are hanging on the walls, right?
Yeah.
Paperclip.
Well, you definitely want to get the Scrotox down in Dallas. I heard that's the cheapest way.
It's going to be all the rage there. Maybe you could take it there.
That's a good idea.
That's a good way for you to. Make a lot of money and look at balls.
Yeah, yes, it was tested on animals.
Tested.
Tested on animals. Well, we wish you luck down in Dallas either way.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for talking about balls with us. We appreciate that.
We couldn't find a better person
anytime.
Than you.
Always.
Couldn't find a better
person. All right, we could take a quick break. Coming back on 3B Radio, a cafeteria worker at a school getting in on the romance. We'll get into that coming up on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.